Hare Krishna. Once when Govinda Maharaj was in Toronto, maybe for Rath Yatra or for some festival, he dropped in and visited my mother. I think he did that a couple of times. I have sort of a direct relationship. She likes him very much, and vice versa. And he then recounted to me this later that they were sitting and chatting, and my mother said, "You know, Govinda," she calls him Govinda, and says, "I hope that fate will spare me the indignities of old age. Spare me from the indignities of old age." Govinda Maharaj told me that sometime later, after he told me about their meeting together. Well, unfortunately, fate didn't spare my mother the indignities of old age. She was a real freedom lover, a controller. That's where I get that tendency. Now she's in a position where everything that she needs has to be provided for by someone else. She, who's always providing for others, now has to be taken care of for the most basic necessities of life. What to speak of for medication and moving and eating. And that is humiliating, and it's also painful to watch. But then Srila Prabhupada showed us that example as well. And we get the example not only from Srila Prabhupada, but also from Madhavendra Puri. Liberated souls with no karma, and yet they suppose that we should also prepare for that, for the indignities of disease and old age, because Krishna says that certainly that they will come, and we should not think it will not happen to us. Srila Prabhupada also said, "I'm a freedom lover." He really felt it very painful to be in that type of condition, but he reminded us, "Don't think it won't happen to you." And just like perhaps some of the younger listeners, this is an interesting narration, but not necessarily so relevant, but it is relevant. It will happen. It will happen to all of us. Perhaps we're spared. Like Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj, you just all of a sudden lay back in your bed and leave your body all in the midst of talking Krishna Katha. But Srila Prabhupada went through a prolonged illness in which his every necessity needed to be taken care of. Madhavendra Puri, that's how Ishvara Puri got the mercy of Madhavendra Puri, as a result of which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became his disciple. Chaitanya Charitamrita says, cleaned up the waste of his spiritual master, who was completely incapacitated in the last phase of his life. And taking that humble role, Madhavendra Puri blessed his disciple. Who knows? When one is in that condition, then you're completely dependent. Therefore, one learns complete dependence on Krishna. One also becomes humbled. It's a very humbling experience. Therefore, it's really incumbent upon us now, now that we're young and healthy, to practice Krishna consciousness, so that when we're in this very humiliated, restricted, embarrassing situation, then really we can turn inwardly, because there's nothing outwardly to turn to anymore, and just meditate upon Krishna, think of his holy names and pastimes and so on. we shouldn't wait. And I'm in a hospital, and it's a big hospital, and all these people in very similar situations with tubes sticking in them, coming out of them, all kinds of medication, restricted, tied down, or unable to do anything without professional help. Who knows what fate has in store? We should be prepared for anything and accept everything, that yes, this is my fate. And be willing to accept that as Krishna's mercy before our last phase, where we can go back home, back to Godhead. So, being spared the indignities of old age, it's a very nice phrase, but who knows how fate, and fate means for us Krishna's will, how Krishna's will act. Maybe we'll be spared, maybe we won't, but better be prepared. Hare Krishna.